I'll just get right into this. I would like to say thanks to our board of directors and our technical advisory committee and to a whole bunch of cotton producers in the state of Texas that support our program through a lot of things, but primarily through paying their assessments. We've got a large program in Texas. It stepped down in 2006 based on, or from 2006 based on change in cotton acreage, but we have 5.6 million acres according to our mapping information in the state, and that I included about 40,000 acres in that figure that comes from those four zones in New Mexico right out here. We have 56 offices throughout the state. That's fewer than we've had in the past years, and we have about 965 employees, 315 full-time and 650 seasonal, and that's down probably 40% from where we were a couple of years ago. To categorize the 2007 season for Texas, pretty much statewide, it was very wet. And as you move south and east in the state, it was extremely wet, with a lot of periods of time that we'd go 6 weeks with a rain every day or every other day. So we had lots of concerns with water, with rainfall, wet fields. Some of our issues were we had, of course, reduced cotton acreage, like I've mentioned already, in areas where grain planting was a viable option. And some of the things that happened to us with respect to that is we were overstaffed as we went into some of those offices into the season. And I guess our most severe problem with that was in the lower Rio Grande Valley, where we went from 265,000 acres down to 100,000. And we found ourselves with way too many, particularly seasonal staff, and ended up having to restructure and downsize that zone in the middle of the season, which is never a very good thing to have to do. But cost-wise, that had to be done. There were morale issues that came from that. Lots of problems from an in-season downsizing that came from having to do that. Cool spring, excessive rainfall, wet fields, particularly in the southern and eastern zones, that led to a lot of inefficient trapping because of the mud and some inefficient treatment because of wash-off and some of the things that you don't think about. But when you can't put trappers in the field and you send them home, sooner or later they are going to get to the point that they're going to start leaving for other jobs, and that was a problem. So you lose people. In some cases, that was a blessing because we needed to lose some people. In others, it wasn't. We got some poor performance in some zones. And then that we had slowed crop maturity, late harvest, late stock destruction, and all that led to increased cost. We had the late harvest. We had to continue to treat cotton well beyond where we normally would have. Late stock destruction, same thing. But also feeding and fattening the weevils that were left and putting them into overwintering in good shape. And, of course, all that costs money. And in some of those zones, nearly half of the treatment costs that were applied were put on post-harvest. So we spent a lot of money going after weevils after cotton was out of the field. Personnel issues, we had mistakes that were made that were magnified by the weather. When some of these things that maybe we were slow in getting an area deployed or fields worked, and that, but because it started getting wet, those problems continued for a lot longer than they should have. They weren't fixed quickly enough. I'll spend a little bit of time talking about the cotton production west and north of this line on this map. In that part of the state, in the western half of the state, basically the program is going very well, except for one zone, and I'll spend a little bit of time talking about that zone. But we've got nearly 5 million acres of cotton mapped in that part of the state. Year to date, we've caught 6,354 weevils in that part of the state, and that's an increase in weevils. It's 1,832 weevils more than what we caught there in 2006. And I'll talk about that a little bit, but basically, if I can get this arrow to come up on here, Nearly over 6,000 of those weevils were caught in this zone, right in the southern and eastern side of that zone, and were migratory weevils into that zone from another zone. Those weevils were not caught. No weevils were caught in that southern rolling plains zone, the red one, that's the San Angelo area, through the 1st of September, and 6,000 weevils were caught there between the 1st of September and the end of the year. Six of the 11 zones in this whole region caught no weevils, and that, if you total acreage in those six zones, that's more than 2 million acres. If you just looked at the number of acres in that in the statewide that didn't catch weevils, you're probably looking at above 4 million acres. So we're in pretty good shape in terms of overall program, but we've got some areas that we've got work to do. Treatment year to date in this western area, nearly a 500,000 acres. Whole bunch of that was in southern rolling plains. That's an increase of 188,000 acres from 2006. Over 97% of the fields in this region caught no weevils for the year. So we'll talk a little bit more about that southern rolling plains migration. Let's exclude that though for just a second and just take out the southern rolling plains and look at the other zones in West Texas. And if you do that, you have a 93% reduction from 06 to 07. And the raw numbers where we caught 4,494 weevils in 2006 and 292 without southern rolling plains in 2007. So we saw the late season migration after Tropical Storm Aaron went through that part of the state. Actually, it moved through into the state off the Gulf of Mexico in late August, moved across about where Corpus Christi is and moved out into the south of San Antonio and then up through the hill country and then into that southern rolling plains area. No weevils caught prior to the first week of September. Then we started catching weevils on the trap line south of that of the southern rolling plains zone. And the weevils began to be captured in the zone. And then that all started happening about the time of Tropical Storm Aaron. And by the end of the year, we caught 6,062 weevils. And 390,000, nearly 400,000 acres had been treated. Lots and lots of treatment on over, that was a period of about 2.5-3 months. So there's a lot of, and those weevils ramped up from about 12 the first week to 500 to 600 weevils per week caught in that zone during October, primarily the last 2 or 3 weeks towards the end of October. If you look at the map of what that looks like, this is the area right here. This is about San Angelo. These gray spots on here are fields that did not catch weevils. The colored spots on the map there are fields that did catch weevils, and you can see it kind of lined out on the southern, and it did run make a run up where there was fewer cotton acres through this kind of gap right here. But the orange fields or gold fields caught 1 to 3 weevils, the yellow 4 to 7, the light green 8 to 12, the darker, the blue 13 to 18, the purple 19 to 27, and the black 28 to 98. And there's, you can see those darker colors more in this part of the zone and down in here in Slacker County near the city of El Dorado. South and East Texas, we mapped 748,000 acres, and we caught, through the end of the year, we caught 2,637,777 weevils, a 41% reduction from the year before. We had treated 4.7 million acres, 25% reduction from the year before, and 35% of the fields caught no weevils. We've got a scattering of zones in here at different stages. Northern Blacklands has only been added for 3 years, Southern Blacklands, 5, I believe, Upper Coastal Bend, I believe that may be wrong, maybe 6 now, Upper Coastal Bend, 5. South Texas Winter Garden has been added a long time since 1996, and then the Lower Grande Valley's only been at the program for about 3 years. We struggled in the South Texas Winter Garden this year. If you take South Texas Winter Garden out, the South and East Texas zones had a reduction of 64% from 2006 to 2007. But in the South Texas Winter Garden, we had a a number of problems that developed as we went through the year. The rain was, kept us out of the field or kept us limited in our activities for 6 weeks at a time, eight in some places. We had trapping and treatment problems. We had issues with correctness and timeliness of some of the operations. Weevils started surviving and reproducing in some of those fields. We had a lot of wash-off situations when we sprayed. And one of the things that's interesting, if you look at these numbers, if you look at these South and East Texas field or zones, the zones that had sprayed, that had more zero catch fields, ended up doing better worse in 2007 than the fields that had more zero catch fields. And how that comes in, I think, is when we get into wet periods, we trigger fields based on history. We don't have good trapping data, and so a lot of times we're triggering fields based on their historical catches. Those areas that have more weevils and more fields that are infested tend to have higher percentages of their fields triggered by history. In the South Texas Winter Garden area, going into the year, probably 90% of those fields were zero catches. And so a lot of those fields did not get automatic application or did not get applications based on their history. And there was just more potential, more untreated fields that gave potential for those weevils to get in and get going. And that happened. And as we started getting a little further into the season and we had more weevil catches and triggering more and more fields, we got into some problems with aircraft. And that also was a major issue. We had the contracts in place, but statewide, a lot of aerial application power was pulled out and went to Iowa or wherever to spray corn for a gray spot or gray mold on corn. And there just wasn't a lot of, you couldn't get people to come in and spray. We had a lot of trouble. We finally did locate some people and bring them in, but we had a lot of trouble. And during the interim, we had some difficulty getting our treatments on in a timely basis. And by December, after all of these things had happened, by December, we'd had population increases of 12-fold in the South Texas Winter Garden Zone. High weevil, basically what that looks like, and I'll show you a map here in a little bit, but what that basically was some fields that had extremely high populations of weevils, and then a lot of fields that had none. By the end of the year, 65% of the fields in that zone were still zero catch fields. So most of the fields in the zone don't have weevils, but a few of the fields in the zone have a lot of weevils. And so that's the situation we're in, and that's that. I don't know if that's good or bad, but I think in terms of trying to clean it up, I'd rather have that than weevils scattered all over the zone. And this is what it looks like. This is the same kind of map with the gray fields here in San Patricio and northern part of Nueces County not catching weevils, and then these colored fields were, and then high numbers on the black field is 7,037 weevils here. So lots of weevils caught in some of these fields in the southern part of the Coastal Bend area. And then these are fields that were in the Uvalde and Medina County, south of San Antonio, south and west of San Antonio. So you can see that there weren't very many fields in this area. In fact, none that didn't catch weevils during the year. And then this is, I didn't talk too much about the valley, but this is the Lower Rio Grande Valley map showing the same kind of information. There were no fields there that did not catch weevils at some point during the year. Let's look by zone at the weevil captures as we look through for 2007. And I've got two sets of numbers up here. The numbers in the black boxes are the numbers of weevils that were caught in 2007. For example, Permian Basin caught 96 in 2007 versus 711 in 2006. South Texas, this is Southern High Plains Cap Rock, one weevil versus 37 in 06. Western High Plains, zero versus six in 06. A lot of zeros up here. Those are A lot of those have been zero for a couple of years. Northern Rolling Plains caught one in 06, none in 07. Rolling Plains Central, there was some weevils that moved through the Southern Rolling Plains and up into Rolling Plains Central, and then a few that were caught over in this area associated with this little population of weevils. But they ended the year with 65 versus 57 in 2006. And here's the Southern Rolling Plains, 28 in 2006 and 6,062 in 2007. Northern Blacklands stepped down nicely from 320,000 to 23,000. This wasn't much of a step down, but a little bit. The weather was a big problem here as well, and we had a lot of the same issues in this zone that we did down in South Texas Winter Garden. Same kind of percent or number of zero fields too. The zero fields were actually percent zero fields were actually higher in these two zones, but stepped from 81,000 to 76,000. A good reduction in Upper Coastal Bend from 331,000 to 92. And then here's our South Texas Winter Garden where we struggled. 84,000 weevils in 06 and went to a million this year, and primarily in this part of these two areas right in here. Lower Rio Grande Valley stepped down from 3.6 million in 06 to 1.4 in 07. Am I done? Okay.
Unless you want to take time from the next call.
No, I'll just, I didn't want to show this slide because this is those percent weevil zero field slides. I do want to show that. We did have higher zero percent zero fields, zero catch fields in these two zones, and I think that contributed to some of our difficulties there. I will just move on to the next.
You might scroll. Yeah.